若是我们有圣经，请弟兄姊妹能够翻开罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
我想这一年的去年到今年初，教会就是希望用罗马书能够帮助弟兄姊妹能够更清楚地明白神的救恩。
And throughout last year and the beginning of this year, our church, we plan to have, to preach on the book of Romans and be helped to know God's salvation more.
我不晓得弟兄姊�ei 从神的话语领受多少生命的真理。
And I'm not sure how much this truth of life has been received by brothers and sisters.
但是无论如何，我相信保罗这一本罗马书实在是叫我们更多的能够明白救恩的真理。
But no matter what, I truly believe that this book of Romans is truly about this truth of salvation.
我想在一个多月以前，同工们就是要我来做结论，做结语，罗马书的结语。
About a month ago, co-workers asked me to have a conclusion on this book of Romans.
但是我因着身体的不舒服，又是牙齿有问题，又是很多出血的问题，是一直的延迟到现在。
But because the weakness of my body and some issue with my teeth, and it has been delayed till now.
但是感谢神的恩典，几位弟同工们就是把这罗马书最后的结语讲得更仔细，更透彻。
But thank the Lord, through these, several co-workers covered more details in the last chapters of Romans.
我相信最后的几次的，我想信息给弟兄姊妹有更多的帮助。
And I believe the last few messages will be very helpful to brothers and sisters.
但是我还是要从头稍微用一点时间来温习整本罗马书的纲要。
To have a summary on the outlines of Romans.
罗马书呢是论到神的福音。
And Romans talks about the gospel of God.
我们若是要了解到底什么是福音，我们必须要读罗马书，并且要深深的思想研究罗马书。
And if we want to truly know what is gospel, we need to study and pondering on this book of Romans.
并且要把罗马书的真理应用在我们的生活的上面。
And we need to apply the truth in this book into our lives.
我相信这样我们一定蒙住了神大大的祝福。
I believe then we will be greatly blessed by the Lord.
那这个福音是什么？这个福音呢是论到神的儿子，神的独生子耶稣基督。
And what is this gospel? This gospel is God's Son, Jesus Christ.
这个福音也是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
And this gospel is the power of God to save whoever believes.
这个福音也是要显明神的义。
And this gospel is to reveal God's righteousness.
我们来到神的面前，不是靠着我们自己的义，乃是靠着神给我们的义。
We come before the Lord not because of our own righteousness, but because the righteousness God gave us.
而这一个义就是我们的主耶稣基督赐给我们的。
The righteousness through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以没有一个人能够因行为称义。
So no one can be justified by deeds.
那神就设立他的儿子做挽回祭。
And God set his son Jesus as the atonement.
他要救赎信耶稣的人为义。
To redeem us and call all who believe Jesus righteous.
并且我们的罪性也是因着他赐给我们的生命，圣灵住在我们的心中，叫我们得以成圣。
And we also be sanctified because the Holy Spirit lives within in us.
不但我们身体上得赎，并且我们 能够进入了荣耀的盼望。
Not only our body will be saved, but we also enter this hope of glory.
我们若是把我们的身体献上，当作活祭，我想我们蒙受了神极大的恩典和祝福。
If we truly offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, we'll be greatly blessed by the Lord.
所以我们说，罗马书一共有十六章。
Romans all have 16 chapters.
第一章第一节到十七节，这是前言。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 17 is a prelude.
以后到了十五章十四节，到了十六章二十七节，这乃是结语。
And till the chapter 15 and after it's a conclusion.
但是罗马书的结语里面有很长很长的。
It is a long conclusion.
跟其他的书信不一样。
Different from other books.
所以我就等一会稍微介绍一下这很长的结语的里面，它分成三段三个部分。
So I will have some instruction on the structure of this conclusion.
中间我们就看到有定罪之道。
And we saw this truth of condemnation.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned.
无论是外邦人，无论是犹太人，都在罪的审判的里面。
No matter Jews or Gentiles are under the judgment of sin.
这是第一章第一章十八节到第三章二十节。
This is from chapter 1 verse 18 to Chapter 3, verse 20.
神虽然我们离开神，但是他仍然的要拯救我们，仍然要用他的爱来拯救我们。
Even we went away from God, but in his love, God still wants to save us.
所以第二段就是第三章二十一节到五章二十一节。
And the second part is from Chapter 3, verse 21 to chapter 5, verse 21.
我们就所谓称义之道。
And this is the truth of justification.
那就是一信耶稣，神就称我们为义，可以到父神的面前。
Because of we believe Jesus Christ, God called us righteous, and we can come before the Lord.
我们称义得了生命以后，我们必须在我们的生活上，在我们的整个的人生的上面，我们必须要成为圣洁。
After we be justified and have this new life, we need to be sanctified through our lives.
所以第六章到第八章就说到成圣之道。
And hence that from chapter 6 to chapter 8 is the truth of sanctification.
以后第九章到第十一章就可以说是神拣选的恩典。
And from chapter 9 to 11 is the grace of God's election.
我们刚刚看到说第一章到底第一章到第八章，这里是说到外邦人，神的慈悲怜悯外邦人。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 8 we see lots of about the Gentiles, God's grace on the Gentiles.
但是第九章到十二章这是神特别的怜悯犹太人。
So from chapter 9 to 11 is God's special mercy to Jews.
那也可以说路加福音第十五章里面耶稣做了一个父亲有两个儿子的比喻。
And we may still remember the story Jesus made on Luke chapter 15 about two sons.
第一章到第八章是那个小儿子。
So almost like the chapter 1 to 8 is about the younger son.
原来是说到外邦人远离神。
Talks about the Gentiles went away from God.
但是神仍然，我们的天父仍然用他的慈爱来怜悯我们，叫我们能归回他的家里。
Our Heavenly Father still have mercy on us out of his love. And hope us to come back.
第九章到十一章，这是大儿子。
But the chapter 9 through 11 talks about the older son.
这特别是对犹太人说的。
Specific talks to Jews.
犹太人虽然现在不接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
Even though Jews do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord at this moment.
虽然旧约有预言到弥赛亚。
Even though the Old Testament had prophesied about Messiah,
但是犹太人一直的不愿意接受这位卑微的弥赛亚。
But the Jews don't want to accept this the Christ who humbled himself.
虽然这样的，他最后外邦人的数目满足的时候，他又回到神的面前。
But till the end, when the numbers of the Gentiles will be fulfilled, Jews will come to the Lord.
这就是第十一章里面，保罗说到用哪一个橄榄树做比喻。
And that's why Paul made an analogy in chapter 11, used the tree of olive.
这一棵的橄榄树乃是一个好的橄榄树，真的橄榄树。
This olive tree is a good olive tree. It's a true olive tree.
但是这个橄榄树的枝子的上面里面还是有许多不好的。
But there are many problems on the branches.
所以农夫就把不好的橄榄枝子就把它切掉。
So the husbandman will cut away the bad branches.
就是把那个野橄榄树接在那一个好的橄榄树的上面。
And put the white olive tree branches on it.
若是你们是一个农夫或者是一个园艺种果树的人，就会了解这件事情。
If you even know about gardening or farming, you will understand this analogy.
在一般接枝的时候，是好的要接在不好的哪一个树干的上面。
And in our natural experience, we put good branches on the bad trees.
但是这一棵橄榄树代表到犹太人将来会恢复，能够变成好的、美满的发芽、生长结果。
But this analogy of this olive tree tells us that one day Jews will become a good tree and give glory to the Lord.
所以就是一棵好的橄榄树的枝子切掉，就把野橄榄树结在上面。
Even though the bad branches was cut now, and the wild olive tree branches was cut
down. 那这个是不合乎常理。
It's not according to our natural experience.
不合乎借枝的方法。
It is not the natural way.
但是怎么样在巴勒斯坦的地方特别有这样的接法呢？
But how come in the area of Palestine they have such a way?
我很久就想到底是什么原因。
I always pondering on what is the reason.
我是一个农夫人。
I'm a farmer.
但是我也很欢喜有时候去培养许多果树。
And also I like to grow fruit trees.
我在农业学校的时候就学校就把一整片的果园交给我。
I was at agricultural school, and the school entrusted me the entire fruit garden.
所以我就理想说，我有一个农庄，有果树，有菜园，有牛，有羊，这是我最理想的生活。
So I did dream the farmland and have the fruit tree and have fruits and have animals. That's my dream.
所以我常常想到这件事情。
So I often pondering on this.
一直在去年开始，我读了两本的书。
Till last year, I read two books.
一本书是路比的，就是中国人写的这个圣经的解释。
One is Bible explanation by a man called.
我看到罗马书的时候，他真的写简单明了。
And it's very straightforward and easy to understand when it talks about Romans.
所以我实在是读到卢彼得的罗马书的解释，我得了很多的帮助。
I got a lot of help from it.
而我在这里不是替他做广告。
I'm not advertising for him.
但是真的这本书非常的简单明了，容易了解。
But it's a simple and straightforward book.
但是另外一本书，我就是读到比较有学术性的。
And another book is more academic.
这是 John Stott.
It is from John Stott.
他是英国的，可以说近代的神学家。
He is a theologian, a modern theologian.
我不晓得现在还在不在。
I'm not sure if he's still alive or not.
但是大约20年前，我听过他讲道。
But I heard his sermon about 20 years ago.
那个行道会那个 Covenant Church 在这里年会的时候就邀请我去参加。
And in a Covenant Church annual meeting, they invited me to come.
所以我有这样的机会能够听他讲道。
I had a chance to hear his sermon.
我的心里受了很大的感动。
I was greatly encouraged by that.
特别他是讲到使徒行传第二章。
Especially he talked about the chapter 2 of Acts.
实在给我们很大的帮助。
And give us great help.
所以我对他的印象非常的深刻。
So I have a very deep impression of him.
所以他有一本的罗马书的解释，有英文的，有中文的。
He has a book about Romans.
所以我就很仔细的读 John Stott 的罗马书的解释。
So I read this book thoroughly.
在这两个人的里面都说到怎样的在巴勒斯坦的地方借支的事情。
But in all these two books, they mention about how this way of gardening in Palestine.
他就说在哪一个地方好的橄榄树，若是枝子不好砍下来，就把野橄榄树可以接上去。
They talk about in that area if you have a good olive tree and the branches is not good,
这个可以促进哪一个好橄榄树能够再一次的重新的复生。
You see, if you cut away the bad branches, it will stimulate this good tree and it will grow good.
原来结一个好的橄榄树不会结不大结果，现在它反而会结果。
Before probably it's not very fruitful.
我想这是谁特别在哪一个地方预备这样的事情。
I think this situation is specifically prepared by the Lord.
那虽然犹太人离开神，但是他被撇弃。
Even though Jews went away from the Lord and they were discarded.
福音传到外邦的时候，反而外邦人蒙恩得救。
But the gospel spread to Gentiles and Gentiles were saved.
一直等到外邦人的数目满足，犹太人他就要回到神的面前。
Until after the number of the Gentiles will be fulfilled, Jews will come back to the Lord.
这是神的在历史上的一个美好的旨意的完成。
This is a fulfillment of the will of God throughout history.
那福音传遍普天下以后。犹太人要回到神的面前。
So that gospel will be spread to all nations, and then Jews will come back to the Lord.
这个救恩不但是为着犹太人。
This salvation is not only for the Jews.
也是为着外邦人。
But also for the Gentiles.
不认识神的外邦人，他蒙恩得救。
The Gentiles who did not know God before will be saved.
神的选民犹太人反而被弃绝。
Meanwhile, God's elect, the Jews,
但是最后他要回到神的面前。
At the end, they will come back.
我就顺便的把这件事情提出来。
And I will just briefly mention here.
来补满这个罗马书，罗马书，特别是在十一章我们很难了解的事情。
And just so we can understand more on this chapter 9 through 11.
那以后十二章到十五章十三节。
And then chapter 12 to chapter 15.
这是说到基督徒的实际的生活。
This is talks about Christians' practical life.
也可以说基督徒的人生乃是为主而活的人生。
A Christian life is a life to live for the Lord.
这是我很简单的已经用了15分钟稍微的温习一下。
So I just almost used 15 minutes to have a brief review.
但是现在我仍然的要把原来所预备的这个纲要给弟兄姊妹。
And then now I want to share a little bit about the outlines that I have prepared.
若是时间到了，我就下面就不讲了。
I will stop when the time reaches.
因为很多很多东西要讲。
There's so many to cover.
那我刚刚提到说罗马书的结语。
I just mentioned about the final words.Of the Romans.
是十五章十四节到十六章二十七节。
It's from chapter 15, verse 13 to chapter 16, verse 27.
那有的人就觉得保罗为什么这样啰嗦呢？
And we might wonder why Paul speaks so much.
我们有时候做结论最好讲一两句话。
And many times our conclusion only have one or two verses.
简单扼要。
Simple and straightforward.
啊，这是最好的。That's
the best.
我想我们写论文不是现在写的一百页写一本书。
It's not like when we write a thesis or a book that's more than 100 pages.
我想一个博士如果写论文写五页如果是能够把一切都讲起来都包括在里面就是最好的一个论文。
I believe that for a bad thesis, if for a doctor who truly knows the matter and write a thesis in 5 pages, that's the best. And many readers of this chapter think Paul speaks too much.
But
I always pondering on this.
我就觉得保罗讲讲要结束以后 圣灵感动他又要讲
But I believe that when Paul was about to finish, Holy Spirit moved him again, so he speaks.
讲讲讲讲一段时候，愿神那个与你们同在，要结束了，哎，又要讲下去。
And almost like he wanted to see the Lord be with you, and then finish. Then Holy Spirit moved him again.
若是你们仔细的读罗马书后面这些两章圣经的时候，你可看到好多次他要讲结束。
If you read it thoroughly, you see many times Paul was planned to stop.
我最少我觉得他有五次这样。I
thought at least 5 times.
但是最后到了15章14节，他不得不结束。
But till the chapter 15 verse 14, he have to stop.
但是还是要问候，要举荐腓比。
But still, there's lots of greetings and recommendations.
以后又警戒你们要小心啊，要防备许许多多的有问题的人。
To recommend Sister Phoebe and to alert.
以后这许多同工们又要问候罗马书的教会，罗马教会的弟兄姊妹。
The workers have lots of greetings to the saints in Romans.
但是我们也很感谢武雷弟兄，本来我要讲的时候就请他那个打下来。
We planned this outline for last time.
那我想今天本来不是我的纲要。
It is not the outline I will share today.
但是他还是要给我们印下来。
But we still have this printed outline.
我想弟兄姊妹可以留下来做参考。
So you can keep it as a reference.
那在这里他打得非常清楚。
And we can see it clearly.
一边中文一边英文。
And both translations. Yeah, English speaking people, you can look at this outline as well. So I will have, I think there's a 3 parts in this conclusion.
那不是我自己读出来的。
It is not just by my own understanding.
我是读了刘树光的这个前面的弟兄，他的心愿的简单的解释，他的看见。It
is through the light from a brother called 刘树光.
我把它有一点改变而已。With
slight modification.
所以第一段的结语，在这里我们看，在这里的单章。 第一个结语就是15章14节到33节。
And if you look at this outline, the first section is from chapter 15, verse 14 through 33.
在这里有四件的事情。
There are 4 things mentioned here.
第一个就是保罗事工是祭司的事工。
First, Paul's ministry is a ministry of priest of gospel.
他乃是福音的祭司。
He is a priest of gospel.
我想保罗给我们做了一个美好的榜样。
I think Paul have set a good example for us.
彼得说到我们都是神的祭司。
And Peter says we are all God's priests.
但是我们主要是福音的祭司。
But mainly we are priests of gospel.
所以每一个信耶稣的人，每一个基督徒，每一个重生的人。
So everyone who believes Jesus, every Christian everyone who was born again
is a priest of gospel.
A priest of gospel, co-worker with Paul.
第二个, 保罗的事工是大能的事工。
Secondly, Paul's ministry is a ministry of power.
我们真正的是一个福音的祭司, 圣灵来是给我们的一个力量。
If we truly a priest of gospel, Holy Spirit will give us power.
因为使徒行传第一章第八节这样的应许我们说,
Because God promised us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
他说圣灵降临你们就必得着了能力。
Holy Spirit descended on you and you will have power.
要在耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 撒玛利亚, 一直到地基做我的见证。
And through Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria and all nations preach gospels.
一个说到我很热心传福音的人, 若是没有办法有效果, 那就表明还没有能力。
And if someone who has a lot of passion to share the gospel but still don't see the effect, that means there's some problem with the power. We need to devote ourselves and offer ourselves before the Lord.
但是我们不是靠着我们自己的力量、自己的知识、自己的口才来把福音传出去。
But it's not by our own strength, not by our own talent.
我们乃是要用神的话语、圣灵的宝剑，要领受从上面来的圣灵的能力。
But through the word of God, the sword of the Holy Spirit, and receive the power from above.
这是保罗的事工。
This is the ministry of Paul.
乃是一个能力的事工。
A powerful ministry.
第三个，保罗乃是一个拓荒的事工。
And thirdly, this ministry is a ministry to new fields.
保罗说道,我已经没有地方可传了。
And Paul said, I've preached every place I can preach.
那不是说每一个地方都有人信耶稣。
Not that every place, there are people believe in every place.
这里保罗的意思乃是拓荒的意思。
And here, Paul's vision is to open new fields.
很多地方从来没有人到过哪一个地方传福音的地方。
There were many places that the gospel has never been heard.
这是神特别的托付给保罗的。
This is a special ministry to Paul.
所以保罗第三个乃是拓荒的事工。
So the third aspect is ministry to new fields.
第四个乃是他宣道的计划。
And then it's his travel plan.
我在这里写的太快些，旅行的计划。
Originally, I wrote it as a travel plan.
应当是宣道的计划。
Really, it should be the plan.
但是也是旅行。
Yeah, it's for the travel, but it's for the ministry.
所以在这里有五个事情，一个就是他到罗马的计划。
So first is his plan to visit Rome.
以后第二个他探访耶路撒冷的计划。
And then plan to visit Jerusalem.
第三个就是探访西班牙的计划。
And then plan to visit Spain.
第四个就请他们代祷。
And then there's a plea for prayers for these visits.
最后就给他们主导。
And after
that is a benediction.
Which is verse 33.
以后到了16章。
Now to chapter 16.
第一节到第24节,
verse 1 to 24.
这是第二段的结语。
This is the second section of this conclusion.
15章33节, 似乎是结语, 但是他觉得还要讲下去。
So on the chapter 15, verse 33, it's almost finished, almost like it's finished, but still we can.
所以他又举荐菲比。
Then he recommended Phoebe.
以后就 问安一共有27个人。
And there are many greetings to 27 people.
我想前一个主日真言弟兄给我们讲得非常的清楚。
And last Sunday, our brother Zhen has shared with us very clearly.
在三段的里面,保罗的警告,他没有时间讲。
And three sections, he didn't have time to cover Paul's alert.
所以希望弟兄姊妹可以读一读。
So I hope you can read a little more.
但是主要就是保罗劝勉弟兄姊妹说，你们要在恶事上愚拙，在善事上聪明。And
Paul truly encouraged brothers and sisters to be wise in the good. And
在善事上要做大丈夫。
and be a man in the good things.
在恶事上要像婴孩，什么都不知道。
And like a babe on things of evil.
以后保罗仍然的带着许多的同工们来问候罗马教会的弟兄姊妹。
And then Paul greets the brothers and sisters in Rome for many co-workers.
那想我用一点，弟兄姊妹可以留下来。
Okay, you can keep this one.
那我还有一点时间，我就想到讲今天的信息。
I will cover today's message.
我们仍然读罗马书第十六章第二十五节到二十七节，这三节圣经。
We'll turn back to Romans 16, verse 25 to 27. Verse 25, now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the ministry hidden for long ages past.
26节, 这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
26. But now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一存至的神，直到永远，阿门。
To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ, Amen.
我想，我就是省一点时间，我就不读罗马书第一章第一节到第五节。
For time's sake, I won't read Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
保罗最后的结论就用这三节的圣经。
These three verses are Paul's last conclusion.
给第一章开头保罗介绍自己是使徒的职位，并且神把福音交托给他，并且到底福音是什么，以后说到福音的全程目的乃是叫万国传到万国，叫万民信服。
It relates back to the very beginning of Romans, and Paul introduced himself as apostle of the gospel, and God elected him. And what is gospel and the purpose of the gospel?
虽然这三节圣经，但是这三节圣经已经包括了整个神启示的真理。
Even though only three verses here, but actually relates to the whole revelation, the truth of revelation of God.
为了要容易明白这三节圣经，所以我就把它分成四点。
To make it easier to understand, I have four points here.
你们若是节目上可以看到，第一个我们要看到神一个字就是神能。
First is the power.
就说到神的能力。
Power of God.
第二个就是福音。
Second is gospel.
就是基督的福音。
Gospel of Christ.
第三个就是传遍万国。
Third is evangelism to the nations.
叫万民信服。
And so that all will believe.
以后第四点就是要赞美神的智慧。
And last is praising to the wisdom of God.
赞美神的智慧，要把一切的荣耀都归给神。
And give all the glory to God.
我想这三节圣经实在是太美好了。
These three verses are too beautiful.
我读着读着以后不晓得怎么讲。
Sometimes I'm out of words.
但是渐渐想，我了解，也让希望弟兄姊妹能够了解。
But still, I want to share some of my understanding.
我们再看二十五节说，我有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。
Let's look back on verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the ministry hidden for long ages past.
以后第26节的时候，这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国万民，使他们信服真道。But
now revealed and made known through the prophetic writing by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him.
前面两节圣经有三点。
So there are three points in these two verses.
我可以说是神的旨意的成全。I
can say it's the fulfillment of God's will.
很简单就是说神的旨意一定要成全。Simply
speaking, God's will be fulfilled.
神所应许的一定会成就。What
God has promised will be done.
神的话不落空。And
God's word will never be in vain.
福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的。And
gospel is power of God to save all who believe.
当我们传福音人不信的时候，不要气馁。And
don't lose heart if you share gospel and people don't believe.
可能他今天不相信，他明年会相信。Maybe
not today, but next year.
他明年不相信，可能五年以后会相信。Maybe
not next year, but 5 years later.
这是我常常给人传福音的经历。And
this is often my personal experience.
常常20年以后，他回来说曾经听见福音。Even
after 20 years, someone came back and said,
这是神奇妙的工作。This
is amazing work of God.
叫我们不是靠着我们的口才来说服人。Because
not through our own mouth.
不是靠着我自己的能力。Not
through our own strength.
乃是靠着那圣灵的大能。But
by the power of the Spirit.
神自己的工作借着我们来做而已。God's
own work through us.
所以我们做了一切，我们都不敢夸口。So
we cannot boast ourselves.
我们也能够把一切的荣耀归给他。And
we need to give all the glory to him.
我们很容易骄傲。We
are so, it's so easy.
我们很容易自满。
And to be proud and to be
self-satisfied. 但是神借助许多的环境,
through many situations,
叫我们能够谦卑在他面前,
God humbles us before him.
不但叫许许多的还没有信的人相信而顺服,
not only some, for so many unbelievers will believe and obey.
也叫我们多年在神的面前侍奉的人, 我们也要学习, 有信靠他, 完全信靠他,
but for us who served the Lord many years, we still need to learn how to trust and obey.
我想这是保罗在第25节所讲的。I
believe this is what Paul shared on verse 25.
是在这里说到神能,
he said God can,
可以说神的能力,
and also can say the power of God.
神的能力有很多的内涵,
there are so many meanings of the power of God.
我们看到 在罗马书第1章第16节说, 这福音本是神的大能。
In chapter 1 verse 16 says, the gospel is the power of God.
这个大能的字跟这个神能的字一样的。
It is the same word root when here says, the power of God and here says,
在希腊文的里面说, dynamite.
In the Greek, this word is dynamite.
我们知道什么叫做 dynamite。
In English, you know what dynamite means.
那个大爆炸,
it's for the explosion.
但是神的能力不单是显明在创造的里面,
but God's power is not only revealed through the creation.
神的能力显明在他的救赎的里面,
but God's power was revealed in his salvation.
神的能力更显明在福音的上面,
truly, God's power will be revealed.
那不但是福音是神的大能,
not only gospel is power of God.
圣灵是神的大能,
Holy Spirit is the power of God.
我们刚刚看到, 使徒行传第1章第8节,
we just talked about Acts chapter
圣灵降临你们就必得救的能力,
and the Holy Spirit descended on you and you will have power.
这个能力是神的能力, 哪一个 dynamite 给了我们,
the power of God, the dynamite.
And
we can overcome the hardened heart. Even though there are so many difficulties even though there are so many persecutions,
the
power of God will overcome all of these.
神的能力也是在耶稣基督的十字架的上面显明出来。
And the power of God will be revealed by Jesus Christ on the cross.
哥林多前书第一章18节,
we read 1 Corinthians 1:18.
以后说到, 基督总是神的智慧, 神的能力。
And said Christ is always God's power and God's wisdom.
基督本身是一个能力。
Christ himself is a power.
并且他从死里复活。
He resurrected from the dead.
使徒保罗在第一章第四节说, 以大能显明他是神的儿子。
And in chapter 1:4, Paul said he proved him to be son of God through power.
保罗在腓立比里面见证说, 他要晓得复活的大能。
And Paul testified in Philippians that to know the power of the resurrection.
他为以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹祷告说, 你们要知道, 哪一个神复活的大能?
He prayed for the brothers in Ephesus that want them to know the power of the resurrection.
但是他的能力有个目的,
but there's a purpose for this power.
在人间的当中他的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of this power?
在天上显明他的荣耀。
On the heaven is to reveal his glory.
在地上在祭祀乃至要显明要神的力量要坚固信徒的心。
But on earth, this power is to establish the saints.
是在这里说要坚固你们的心。
So here it says to establish you.
坚固什么信心呢? 不是坚固我自己的意见的信心。
To establish your faith. What kind of faith?
乃是要坚固我相信耶稣基督信靠主耶稣基督的心。
It is not the faith to ourselves, but our faith to our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们不摇动,
let us not shake anymore.
虽然有异教人迷惑,
even though there's so many impact of the foreign religion,
虽然有异端的侵害,
and many damage of the heretics,
虽然有许多的逼迫,
and even though there are many persecutions,
虽然有许多的苦难,
and so many sufferings,
但是神的能力 借着福音能够保守我们能够坚固你我的心,
but through his gospel, through his power, God will keep us and will establish us.
实在在我的年龄的里面,
in all my years,
我虽然年幼的时候就认识耶稣基督,
even though I knew the Lord through youth,
我年轻的时候愿意奉献给主,
I am willing to dedicate it myself when I was young.
在这年龄的里面, 我看见许许多多的问题。
And through all the years, I saw so many problems.
在这年龄的里面, 我有许许多的难处。
And I had so many difficulties through all these years.
我不像在中国大陆的受到许多的逼迫。
Not like the brothers and sisters in mainland China who went through so many persecutions.
但是在心灵的里面, 有许许多多的压力。
But in my heart, I had very many pressures.
所以在神的面前, 我就是求神来保守我。
I prayed before the Lord so that he can keep me.
渐渐的时间已经到了最后的一个旅程。
And gradually until I went to the about the end of my journey.
我想不是算生活上的问题。
Not a problem of the, my earthly life.
在身体上的问题,
not a problem of my physical body.
在精神上的问题,
a problem of my mental.
我想只有一件事情,我要求神保守我这一生的路程。
Only one thing I will ask the Lord to keep me on this journey.
特别在这晚霞的时候,
especially at this dawn of my life.
特别在夕阳西沉的时候,
when the sun, during the sunset.
有许多美景,
there are so many beautiful scenes.
但是也有许多黑影临到 每一个人的身上。
But there are also so many dark shadows.
若不是神的保守，
if it's not God's,
我们很容易一样的会离开神。
We may also leave the Lord.
我们在台湾的时候遇见一个老牧师。
I met an elder pastor in Taiwan.
哎，我们那时候年轻的时候非常的佩服他。
And when I was young, we respected him very, very much.
那就是陈维平老牧师。
It is Pastor 陈维平。
那个时候我就想到，我能够像陈维平老牧师一样的年老的时候仍然的站立得稳。
At that time, I admired him and hope I would be stand as firm as him when I was old.
那就好了。
It would be very good.
但是我听陈老牧师讲到的时候。这一次在这里讲到一样的题目。
I heard he had a sermon, same topic.
到了另外又是另外一个题目，一样的题目。
But when he went to another place, he had a same topic.
我就感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
我脑筋还没有迟钝到糊涂的地步。
Because I haven't been out of my mind yet.
这是神的保守。
This is the God's protection.
我们需要神的能力的坚固我们的心。
We need God's power to establish us.
但是借助福音。
Through gospel.
所以在这里说，神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督。
By my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ.
并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘。
According to the revelation of the ministry hidden for long ages past.
福音的真理。
The truth of the gospel.
神借助福音的真理坚固你我的心。
God establishes through this gospel.
神借助福音的启发坚固你我的心。
And God through this gospel to inspiration through the gospel.
神借助耶稣基督本身他所事所言所行坚固你我的心。
And God also establishes through who Jesus is and what he has done.
神借着赐给我们圣灵住在我们心里的圣灵坚固你我的心。
And God establishes through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
我想我没有时间去解释很快的。
I do not have time for
我是觉得唯一的看见举目仰望结尾的主耶稣。
But I lifted my eyes and see this, see my Lord Jesus Christ.
我虽然不能够去诉说我所相信的耶稣是何等何等的美妙。
Even I cannot fully describe how amazing the Lord I believe is.
但是当我读到四福音的时候，
But when I read the four Gospels.
我不得不常常的举目仰望他。
I have to lift my eyes to
他的所事。
Look at who he is.
他的所言。
What he did.
他的所行。
What he did.
坚固我的心。
It will establish my heart.
不但坚固我的心，并且安慰我的心。
Not only establish me, but also comfort.
叫我在任何的环境的里面能够唱出那个美好的快乐的诗歌。
So I can sing beautiful and joyful sounds in any circumstances.
但是结尾耶稣基督真是呢是永存千古永存的奥秘。
But this Christ Jesus is a mystery through all ages.
本来是无法知道的。
We will not be able to know.
我们怎么知道天上的事情？
How can we know the things in heaven?
我做童年的时候就希望有一天能够飞到天上去。
When I was a little child, I dreamed about flying to the heaven one day.
我童年的时候就想到哪一个楼梯能够爬到天上去。
I dreamed about a ladder so I can go to heaven.
我到哪一个地方去找到解围的救主呢？
Where I can find such a ladder or such a salvation?
感谢神。
Savior.
不是我们去寻找，
Not that we find,
乃是他来寻找我们。
But he comes to seek us.
哪一个千古隐藏的奥秘，借着耶稣基督来显明给我们。
The ministry hidden for long ages past came to find us.
所以我不得不敬拜他。
I have to worship it.
我不得不奉献 为他而活。
I have to offer myself to live for him.
我不得不常常的颂赞赞美他。
I have to praise him always.
因为神的奥秘就是基督。
Because the mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是显在教会当中。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
叫外邦人和犹太人一同的能够承受神给我们的基业和福分。
And so that the Gentiles and Jews can inherit all the blessings of God together.
我想在纲要里面有很多圣经节。
And in our lines there were many verses.
我没有办法很仔细来解释。
We don't have time to look one by one.
现在我们要跑到第三点。
And let us look at the third point.
结果福音的成全。
The fulfillment of the
gospel. 神人的成全。
The fulfillment of that gospel.
神人的显明在基督的福音的上面。
And the fulfillment of the God's gospel.
神人的成全的目的乃是要传遍天下。
The purpose is for the evangelization to the nations, to all nations.
并且叫人信从真道。
So people, all people will believe and obey.
我们常常注重叫人相信，接受主。
And many times we focus on
the first step.
It is the first step and very
important. 不要代价。
There's no cost.
但是我们常常没有讲你要顺服。
But many times we didn't mention that you need to obey.
我记得我讲在罗马书第十三章讲到顺服掌权者。
And I remember I shared on Romans chapter 13. You need to obey who is in power.
我们对掌权的都要顺服，难道我们不顺服我们的神、我们的救主耶稣基督和圣灵的带领吗？
If we need to obey those who are in power, shouldn't we obey our Lord Jesus Christ?
顺服乃是一个蒙福的 路程。
Obedience is a way to blessing.
刚刚我们唱到364首。
We just sing hymn 364。
信而顺服。
Trust and obey.
以外别无别法。
There's no other way.
哎，这是一个在一个 Towner 是跟目的带领诗歌的。
And this is written by a brother Towner who co-worker with brother Moody.
目的在芝加哥大复兴。
Had a great revival in Chicago.
有多少的人得救？
So many people believed.
如今有个目的圣经学院在芝加哥。
And now there's a Moody Bible Seminary in Chicago.
目的的教会在芝加哥。
And the church is there too.
这都是一个印证。
This is a great testimony.
这一个唱的会完了以后就遇见一个年轻的。
After a meeting, Brother Tana met a younger brother.
这个年轻的人就跟 Tana 说，我很多事情不了解。
And this young man said, I don't understand many things.
但是我要依靠。
But the young man said, I want to trust. And
我要顺服。
And I want to obey.
他讲到很多事情我不知道，但是我要信靠，我要顺服。
The young man said many things I don't know, but I want to trust and I want to obey.
他呢，他就给他的一个朋友讲这个事情。
And Tana mentioned this thing to one of his friends.
在诗歌的另外一边是圣冕，他是长老会的一个牧师。
And on the other side of the hymn, you can see Brother Simmons, which is a pastor from Presbyterian Church.
他就用这两个字来写364首。
So he wrote a hymn using these two words, trust and obey.
我们很久没有唱这一首诗歌。
We haven't seen this hymn for a while.
这是你我蒙恩蒙福的秘诀。
This is a secret to our blessing.
我们都知道穆迪。
We all know Brother Moody.
嗯，不是那个穆迪，我就一下子。
Maybe another one.
Mueller, George Mueller.
George Mueller.
那个英文是方是穆。
乔治穆勒。
嗯， 牧人。
牧人。
牧人，牧人。牧人是德国的一个神学生。
He was a theological seminar student in German.
他有一天就遇见了一个孤儿。
One day he met an orphan.
他就觉得神就把这个办孤儿院的负担放在他心中。
He felt God gave him the burden to start an orphanage.
他就到了英国。
He went to England and started an orphanage.
这个孤儿院是靠信心的孤儿院。
And this is an orphanage by faith.
有一天他的厨师就来跟牧的跟牧人说。
One day his cook came to him.
我们桌子已经排好了。
We've set our table.
但是我们厨房里没有食物。
The kitchen is empty.
穆勒就说你还是要把那个一切都要预备好。
穆勒 said, still set up everything.
过了一个时候这个厨师又来告诉穆勒说我们一切都排好了但是我们还没有食物。
After a while, the cook came in again and said, we've prepared everything.We set up everything, but still no food.
穆勒就叫他，我们都坐下，我们一起祷告。
And Muller said, "Let's all sit down and pray."
当祷告的时候，忽然有人敲门。
While they were praying, somebody knocked at the door.
一个大卡车的食物运进来。
There's a big truck load of food came in.
都是面包。
All bread.
穆勒问他说，为什么你现在送面包来？
Muller asked why you sent so many bread at this time.
这个送货的就说，因为人订了面包，他没有来拿，所以我们就把这个面包要送给你们。
The man answered because somebody had a big order but didn't come to get the order, so we sent these breads.
我想这是在英国的事情。
This was what happened in England.
我们知道我在台湾那个在北投牧会的时候。
Also in Taiwan, when I was a pastor there in the city of Beitou,
也有个孤儿院在那个地方。
There was also an orphanage there.
那是艾维德英国的小妇人创办的。
It is started by English
Edward,
brother Edward
Little Woman.
Little Woman.
他是。常常到我们的家里来。
She visited me very often.
我们也是常常请她释放信心。
We often invited her to preach among us.
给我最深的印象，她常常见证说，当她没有东西给孤儿吃的时候。
And many times she testified that when he had no food for the orphans.
他就跪下祷告。
He knelt down and prayed.
我最深的印象，他常常说：“啊，挂面，他是在山西，他是挂面，挂面，挂面，就很多人送那个挂面来。
”I had a very deep impression that he often said the noodle, noodle, noodle.
他学习了顺服的秘诀。
He did learn.The lesson of obedience.
我们常常有时候知道神会预备一些。
Many times we know that God will prepare for us.
但是我们没有办法等候。
But we cannot wait.
我没有办法完全的把我自己放在他的手中。
We cannot truly, fully put ourselves fully in His hands.
神要祝福他的儿女。
God will bless His children.
神要祝福他儿女的家庭。
God will bless His children's family.
神要祝福他的教会。
God will bless His church.
乃是需要信靠，需要顺服。
So we need men of who trust and obey.
而最后保罗就是要赞美神的智慧。
And at last, Paul praised the wisdom of God.
把荣耀归给神。
And give all the glory to the Lord.
我就觉得保罗写罗马书实在是很特别的。
I often feel it's very special for Paul to write these the book of Romans.
现在我们就说到他的最后的一个结论。
And this is his final conclusion.
神旨意的成就就是要赞美神。
the fulfillment of the will of God.
神的拯救我们的目的,
give glory to the Lord. And the purpose God saved us is to give all the glory
to the Lord.
How important
praise is. And
praising will drive Satan away. Praising will satisfy God's heart. Many times we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to please God.
但是赞美,
but praising is to let the, our Lord, our God,
and
praising will open the window of heaven.
要把那极丰富的祝福, 要浇灌在神的儿女的当中,
so that those abundant blessings will be poured among us.
我就想到我们的神是丰富的神,
our God is an abundant God.
但是神在寻找, 若意把他的丰富赐给世界上的人,
and he's so willing to give all his abundance to the man on this.
但是他来自要寻找他的儿女,
but he seeks his children.
若是我们愿意把我们自己献在他的面前,
who's willing to dedicate themselves before him,
若是我们愿意赞美他的智慧, 他的能力,
if we're willing to praise his power and his wisdom,
我们要把一切的荣耀归给他的时候,
and give all the glory to him,
神不得不大大的祝福他的教会,
God has to bless his church greatly.
那保罗讲这个是最后, 其实保罗中间就常常,
and this is the praise at the very end, but throughout this book, Paul often gives
praise.
And he writes something, and then there's a praise.
我就举一个例子,
let me give an example.
那个到十一章,
chapter 11.
十一章讲完那个是神的旨意一定要成就的时候, 他在33节就开始,
verse
33. 我们有时候想到神很糊涂,
and sometimes we say God is not that smart.
我们有时候想到神不知道我们的事情,
and sometimes we think God don't know what's in our heart.
我们有时候想到我们可以把那个帽子可以脱下来,
and sometimes we saw we just get us covered and God wouldn't.
我们的心思意念,
our mind,
我们的一举一动,
every act,
我们的心意,
and our thoughts,
神都知道,
God knows them well.
啊, 所以他在讲, 讲到第九章第十章第十一章, 讲完了以后, 哎呀, 赶快, 来不及那个, 他又在那边做接语,
so after chapter 9, 10, 11, so Paul rushed into this conclusion.
他就在这里赞美神,
it's a praising.
哎, 我们一起, 我就读一下,
I'll read it.
在33节说, 现在神丰富的智慧和知识, 他的判断何其难测, 他的终极何其难寻。
Verse 33, oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out.
谁知道主的心, 谁做过他的谋士呢?
Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor?
谁是先给了他, 使他后来赏还你,
who has ever given to God and that God should repay him?
因为万有都是本于他, 依靠他, 归于他, 愿荣耀归给他, 直到永远永远, Amen.
For from him and through him and to him are all things, to him be the glory forever. Amen.
那现在他没有办法不得不结束了,
now finally, Paul has to stop.
所以27节在这里说, 愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一存至的神,
so verse
直到永远, Amen.
At the very last verse of Romans, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们若是读到启示录,
if we read the book of Revelation,
最近彭牧师给我们讲启示录,
recently, Pastor Peng shared among us the book of Revelation. It was very clear.
但是特别我读到启示录的时候,
when I read Revelation,
都是赞美,
I saw all praises.
在天上都是赞美,
All praises on heaven.
特别第四章第五章都是赞美。
Chapter 4, 5 are all praises.
我又看下去第七章又是赞美。
And chapter 7, praises.
在神的宝座里面前, 都把一些荣耀归给他。
All the glories was given to him.
愿颂赞荣耀称颂, 都归他那全能的神。
May all the glory, honor, and praise be to him. The Almighty God.
低头就祷告,
all wisdom God.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的话是何等的宝贵。
How precious is your word?
何等的奇妙。
How wonderful is your word?
就是何等的深奥。
And how deep is your word?
就是何等的启发。
And how inspiring is your word?
我们这蒙恩的人。
And we are truly blessed.
我们已经领受,
we have received, but we want to receive more. May all the glory and praise be to you.
We'll
come together to worship you.
To
praise your words.
And
to praise your name.
愿荣耀都归给全智全能的神。
May glory be to the God of all power and all wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们一起唱164首。
这是一个颂赞的诗歌。
Blessed be thy name. 我们要常常的颂赞他的名。